Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. 6:30 on a Thursday morning. Light rain and 42 degrees. Kansas has set new state pandemic records for reported coronavirus cases and COVID-19-related hospitalizations. Governor Laura Kelly said Wednesday she hasn't dropped the idea of calling the Republican-controlled legislature into special session to impose a statewide mask mandate. State Health Department added nearly 3,400 cases since Monday to its running tally for the pandemic to bring the total to 82,045. The rolling average was 1,084 for new reported cases and 35 for hospitalizations for the 7 days ending Wednesday. Just a day after the Wichita City Council voted to censure a member and ask for a resignation, the Sedgwick County Commission did the same thing for one of its own. Commissioner Jim Howell read the formal resolution to the board.
The Board of County Commissioners of Sedgwick County has deemed it appropriate to formally censure Michael B. O'Donnell II due to conduct inconsistent with the Code of Ethical Conduct and requests that he resign from his position as County Commissioner for District 2.
O'Donnell denies he was involved in a political attack ad against then-candidate Brandon Whipple in last year's Wichita mayoral race. O'Donnell, along with Wichita City Councilmember James Clendenin, State Representative Michael Capps, and Matthew Colborn, was sued by Whipple for the attack ad. Colborn then dropped from the lawsuit after producing a secret audio recording of the group. O'Donnell, seeking a second term on November 3rd, abstained from the censure vote, which passed 4-0. President Trump was out west Wednesday in states where polling is tight, just 5 days out from the election.
The president told a huge crowd in Bullhead City, Arizona, that he will win their state along with neighboring Nevada. While polling gives a slight edge to Biden in Arizona, the president dismissed those polls.
We don't have freedom of the press. We have suppression of the press. And there's never been a time when it's more obvious than right now.
The president praised his own response to the virus.
If you had Sleepy Joe as your president, it would have taken you 4 years to have a vaccine. You would have never had a vaccine.
And the president said a Biden presidency will result in higher taxes, open borders, and an end to the Second Amendment. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Trump and Joe Biden are campaigning in Florida today. A federal public affairs officer is now going to federal prison for 7 years for pretending to be a covert CIA operative.
The federal judge that sentenced Garrison Courtney says the scheme caused a great danger to the country. Investigators say Courtney approached private companies and told them he needed to be added to their payrolls to provide off-the-books funding for a classified task force. In all, he raked in more than $4 million through the scheme, keeping more than $1 million for himself. Even after he pleaded guilty in June, he continued the scam. Courtney's lawyer says his client should have gotten a lighter sentence because he spared the government a trial. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
An Eagle Scout project at an American Legion post in Sanger, California, has led to the uncovering of a time capsule that was buried in 1923.
Christian Gonzalez, a senior at Sanger High School and a member of Scout Troop 223, made the discovery after getting approval for a beautification project from the Legion post. While Gonzalez was jackhammering concrete around the post flagpole, he spotted a metal box. What he found inside was a time capsule from June 14, 1923. That's when the post was chartered. Inside, he found a Bible with the name of Eugene Bradford, who was listed as the post adjutant on the charter roster, a 48-star small American flag, a photo of a young soldier kneeling next to a tent believed to be possibly from World War I, and two newspapers from June 1923. The Post has now decided to fill a new time capsule with similar items from 2020, including a face mask. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We had some much-needed rain fall in Wichita overnight, and that will likely continue through mid to late morning. And with a gradual clearing sky as high pressure builds in, we should get to 50 this afternoon with gusty north winds early on. Clear tonight, our low near freezing, and then sunny and not as cool Friday with a high 56, low 60s by Halloween. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now light rain and 42 degrees, and we have a north wind gusting to 26 miles per hour. 6:34, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Ted Woodward back with us this morning, and COVID comeback, Ted. We're talking, right, Ted?
Glad to be back.
So, are you cooking for yourself? Are you getting anybody to? I know your sister Ann was helping you out there for a while. Is she still helping?
She was while I was staying with her, but now that I'm on my own here at home, I have to fend for myself. I don't like that.
Well,
I like it when other people are cooking for me.
Yeah, and you know, if I wouldn't do this because we don't want to give your address out on the air so that people can take free food over. They might poison you. You never know.
I don't know.
We don't want to do that.
No, they won't. But, yeah, I'm kind of back in the routine. Got to cook for myself.
Oh, okay.
Cook for one.
Well, I don't want to make you feel bad, but St. Shelley stewed up a big old pot of chili last night.
Man.
It was good, too.
So this week you've had pot roast and chili.
Yeah.
Oh, you are right in.
But we had to rough it because.
You are right in the bullseye for autumn.
Well, we had to rough it because we had no Fritos in the house. And Shelly offered to go get some, and I said, no, you're not going to do that. But I was too lazy to do it myself, so I had to eat my chili without Fritos last night.
That would have been good.
That's roughing it, isn't it?
That takes it to the next level.
Let's do a little.
Does she have a standard chili recipe that she does?
Pretty much. She toned it down a little bit this time, but it was good. It was real good. Okay.
Any secret ingredients?
No. She put some tomato cubes in it. You know, some of those cubed tomatoes you get in a can.
Yeah.
That helps it a little bit.
Boy, that sounds good, especially when the weather's cold.
This kind of weather? You betcha.
Oh, man.
You betcha. At least 7 people were taken to hospitals after an Omaha airport rally for President Donald Trump that drew thousands, many of whom were left stranded miles from their parked cars in freezing weather. Omaha police said first responders dealt with 30 people for medical reasons throughout the day, and 7 were taken to hospitals. Police monitoring sites on social media reported some people suffered adverse effects from temperatures hovering just below freezing as they waited for shuttle buses or tried to walk to their cars more than 2 miles away from after the rally. Now, don't know what that is all about, but, you know, when you do have the president, any president, fly into a place to do an appearance of any kind, the Secret Service kind of takes over, and they've got some pretty strict guidelines and rules on how close people can get and so forth.
Right.
I remember the one time that I covered a speech by a president, Gerald Ford, down at Century 2. I don't know if I ever told you this, Ted, but I was walking up to Century 2, and they had these little stakes with the string on them, a path that's laid out over in this direction to the right, which was kind of a circuitous around where it was going to go. So I decided I was going to cut through there and on the grass. And there was a man standing there in a nice plaid suit with the cord running through his ears.
Uh-huh.
Can't walk through here.
Right.
I can't? No, you get to get over the path. Secret Service.
Put a quick end to that.
Hey, those guys don't screw around with you.
No, they don't.
They've got their job. And God bless them, they do it. So I don't know if it was their deal or the local law enforcement, but a lot of people were treated for some adverse effects from being out there in the cold. President Trump, I think, even remarked on it when he was up and said, it's cold in Omaha this time of year. It really is. Some people can trace their first presidential vote to casting a ballot for Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, or even Barack Obama, but how about FDR? Meet Talu Massey. She is one of the millions of Americans who voted early this year, but it isn't her first rodeo by a long shot. Massey is 103 years old.
Oh, my.
And she cast her first vote for president 80 years ago for Franklin D. Roosevelt. Why does she keep going to the polls? She says it's her right as an American citizen to do so,
and people should do the same so they can have a say in who runs the country. All right. Talu Massey. Who's the first president you voted for, Ted?
Well, let's see.
I wouldn't tell you who you voted for, but...
I guess Reagan in 88.
Okay.
Would that be right? Yeah.
That sounds right. I voted for...
Not 88. It would have been Bush.
Okay.
Bush Quayle in 88, yeah.
I voted for Nixon in 72. I was working with a guy who was a complete McGovernite, and I just couldn't do it. Although, you know, the more I studied George McGovern later, the guy was a fighter or a bomber pilot in World War II, a hell of a guy. He was a great man. But Nixon just snowballed him that year, just clobbered him. All right. So,
go ahead. What? McGovern only won one state, didn't he?
He was pretty bad. He was pretty ugly.
And it wasn't even his home state. He didn't win South Dakota.
I don't think so.
He won, he won something in the Northeast, Massachusetts. Or Vermont, maybe. I don't know.
My first vote for president was Bob Dole.
All right.
Nice.
Good old Bob. Hey, it's getting later. Let's get going. 6:39 now. Time for the commodities update with our good friend Tom Leffler, who first voted for Calvin Coolidge. Good morning, Tom. Good to have you with us.
I don't believe that's true, but I will fact check it.
That's fake news,
bud. Good morning, Steve and Ted.
Okay, good morning, sir.
There has been very little cash cattle trade this week, and it has started at lower money once again. The live cattle and the feeder cattle opened lower Wednesday morning and quickly started recovering. The live cattle and the feeder cattle both closed positive and near their session highs, and we also saw feeder cattle make new highs for the week. Now, lower grain prices also helped lift the cattle higher. Lean hogs closed with triple-digit losses yesterday. Some were new lows for the week. On the close, December live cattle, 62 cents higher, 104.67. January feeders, $1.52 higher, 129.95. In December, lean hogs, $1.27 lower, 66.37. Now, a combination of COVID concerns around the world, next week's election, end-of-the-month positioning by large accounts, profit-taking all contributed to Wednesday's negative losses that occurred in the wheat, corn, and entire soybean complex. Selling continues overnight and this morning as December Casey wheat is down 7.5 cents at 535 3/4. December corn down 6 cents at 395 1/2. And January beans down 5 3/4 at 1049. December crude oil trading at $1.48 lower, $35.91. December gold down $3.60 at $1,875.60. December S&P 6.5 points higher at $3,270. December dollar index 26 cents higher at $93.67. And December Dow Jones futures has now turned negative, 20 points lower at $26,387. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
A tough day on the stock market yesterday, wasn't it?
Boy, I tell you what, it's been a tough week for the stock market, period.
Dow was down. How many points was Dow down yesterday?
943 yesterday.
And you're reacting to the fact that this virus thing is not over and it seems to be getting worse around the world.
Yeah,
and they just can't get it under control. And that wasn't it. The market response, was it not? Am I correct?
That was one of the reasons. The other reason was there's going to be a lot of nervousness about how the election results will come out next week, and I think that's also kept the markets on edge.
Yeah. Okay. Well, according to my KNSS Weather Center's satellite radar picture, you're getting some rain over there in Augusta. Are you not, sir?
Yes, we are, and between yesterday and so far today, I think we've had a little bit over 2 inches.
Yeah, I'm not getting a real accurate fix over here. I'm going to try to check that out with one of our meteorologists. I think we've got a little over 2 in Wichita as well. But around the area, 2 to 3 inches around the area is not uncommon, I don't think.
Exactly, and it is very helpful, very
nice.
Beneficial.
Very nice, yeah.
And just to clarify who I voted for, first election I voted for, president election, was in 76 for Gerald Ford.
Nope, I didn't ask you, but, you know, we all...
I didn't want everybody to think I voted for Coolidge, because I did not.
You know, no. We're all Kansans, so we always vote for the Republican. In those days, we did, anyway. Everybody. Wait, which one's a Republican? Pull the lever, you know. So, all right. Well, listen, you have a good day, and the rain's been good because it means that you can take a bar of soap there and take it out and go out in the backyard and have a nice little shower.
It's not Saturday yet.
Yep, I'm hoping, well, I guess it'll be dry by then. All right. Thank you. 6:43 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, Granddaddy's Rules, assuring retirement income. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.